Once again, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Huh. That's better. I don't know if this is working or not, so we're just going to carry on, and hopefully you'll be able to hear me. Okay. I think it is wonderful that we have Thanksgiving weekend, and we get to give thanks. Give thanks for this community. Give thanks for these children. Give thanks for their godparents who are here to support and be with them now and through their lives. And thanks, of course, to their parents. I think this reading is rather ironic that it should be today's reading. Don't worry. Tracy, Andrea, Mike, don't worry. Excellent, says Tracy. When we have children, one of the things we excel at, I think, is learning how to worry. And if you aren't already, you will be later, I can assure you, having raised a couple myself. It's what happens to us. It's part of our lives. If we didn't worry, we probably wouldn't care that much, would we? But worry is part of who we are as humans. And yet today we hear, don't worry. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear or any of those things. You don't need to worry about that because God will take care of it. Well, that is great, although I think that God often takes care of it through us and through other people. Because we actually do need to be concerned about things. We need to be concerned about each other, our relationships, our creation that we have so bountifully around us. We need to be worried about lots of things, but not worried to the sense that it distracts us from what the real purpose is. The real purpose is to care, isn't it? To share our lives and to care in such a way that we show forth the joy and the grace and the gifts that God has given each one of us. Today we celebrate the gifts of creation, the beautiful arrangements in the church. We bring all the stuff that's outside inside to remind us of the joy and the bounty that we have been given. It's hard to remember sometimes the grace and the gifts that we've been given. It's hard to remember when the boys are tearing around the house, throwing toys all over the place, and you are wondering what the next meal might be because you don't have time to make it. It's hard to remember when Lila keeps you up screaming at night, but I don't know that she does because she looks so happy every time I see her. But I suspect that happens from time to time. And I do remember after Lila was born, it wasn't the easiest of times. And so you know what it's like to not always be able to remember in every moment the joy and the gift and the grace and the generosity of God. Because it's hard. Our life is hard. And that's why we need people and friends and sponsors and a whole community to help us in our lives. Not just as children, but as people. So one day, Lila will grow up, and Garrick and Alexander, and those little tiny baby feet you see, that you saw Lila putting in the air when I baptized her, will grow into full adult shoes. She'll fit mirror shoes, maybe, Andrea, or bigger ones, because look at Mike. And those are big shoes to fill, to become an adult in a way that is honoring everything that the children's parents teach them, honoring who they are as a person, honoring who God has created them to be. And that's why we're all here today. It's not just the sponsors and godparents and the parents who make promises. It's all of us. We all promised this morning that we would do everything to support these three young children. Now, some of you may never see these children again. You're here this one Sunday. You're visiting, perhaps, from out of town. Some of you know the families and will be in their lives forever. And some of you will pop in from time to time. And maybe one day, some of you will meet them on the street, somewhere you didn't expect, and go, oh, I remember that kid who didn't want to be baptized. Garrick, who was afraid of the water, or maybe of the priest. Or Lila, who wanted to smile, or Alex, who played in the font. And you will be surprised to be brought back to this moment. But it doesn't really matter if you never see these children again, because you can do something for them. You can absolutely pray for them, keep them in your hearts, think of their parents, and treat every child you see like the three that we are having here today. Treat every child like a gift of God. Treat every person you meet, whether it's the richest absolute person you've ever seen or someone on the street who has nothing. Treat our creation with respect and integrity, because that's what the message is today. Don't worry, just do it. Don't worry, just do it. Be thankful. Live lives of generosity so that it shows. This week, Laura, our administrator, will attest to the fact that I was very, very whiny because I have a cold and I was feeling really lousy. It was kind of one of those go in your office, close the door, or go home kind of moments. She didn't say that, but I'm sure she wanted to. And in those moments, we don't remember the fact that actually I'm relatively healthy and I'm fine. I just have a head cold. Well, that's what God is talking about today. Don't worry about those moments. Remember, there is more. There's always more. And there's more when we least expect it. So when Lila and Alex and Garrick have a problem, there will be more. There will be gifts of love for them. There will be patience, there will be understanding, and there will be discipline and good ways of having to learn about boundaries. The ironic thing, of course, is that today's baptism, we're here giving thanks for them, we're celebrating Harvest Thanksgiving, and they are receiving all of the love of their parents and sponsors and us, and they aren't going to say thank you, are they? They're not going to say thank you because they don't know that in years to come, they won't know that they didn't say thank you today. In years to come, hopefully, in each one of their parents' lives, they will have that moment when they say, you know, Mom or Dad, I hated it when you did that, but I have to say thank you. I've never forgotten the day that I had to go to my mother, as they used to say, cap in hand, after I had become a priest and I started preaching. And someone in the congregation in my parish at the time came up to me and said, I just want to say you have a great voice. I can hear you. And it's really great, and lots of people I can't, and I want to say thank you. And I almost crawled under the altar and crawl away, because as a child, my mother made me stand upstairs in our house on the landing, and she stood in the kitchen downstairs below when we had a Christmas play and made me recite my lines over and over and over and over until she kept yelling upstairs, you're not enunciating enough. Again. And I'd be like, no. And I hated it. I hated it. But all those years later, like 20 years later, fortunately, my mother was still alive at the time. And I called her up and said, Mom, I have to say thank you. She said, what for? And I told her what for. And she started to laugh. And she said, I hope this would happen one day. And what she gave me was the gift of not having to worry, right? I didn't have to worry. I knew how to speak when it came time. And so these children one day will probably come back to us, some of us, and say thank you. And even if they don't, that's okay, because they will thank us in different ways. And they will praise God through their own lives and who they are. So this Thanksgiving, let's give great thanks for the need not to worry, the responsibility to just do it, and the opportunity to love every single human being the way we're loving these children this morning. Amen.